702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Right, let's catch up with the world of viral content now. Kabazela, good morning.
Good morning to you, Bele. You well?
I am indeed. I am indeed. I hope you are too. Let's get straight into it. Talk to me. This is a tricky one, right? A toddler fell onto a railway track.
Yeah, this is a horrifying video to watch. So it took place in Mumbai, in a railway station called Vangani. So you see on the CCTV footage, which is on the platform, the mother and her toddler are walking on this platform, and it's pretty quiet. There's not many people around on this platform. And there they are walking. And the next minute you start seeing the toddler start veering off to the right, and veering off, as when I say to the right, closer to the edge of the platform. And then the next minute they get closer and closer to the platform, and he just falls and lands on the track. And what's horrifying is this lady she's blind. So now she can't find her kid. So you see her on, she's like trying to look around and feel around her to try and find the child. There, of course, he's on the track. And to make matters worse, there's a train entering the platform. And then you just think, oh my God, this is going to be, horrific. Yeah. And there's nobody else around to assist her. And the next minute, out of the corner of the screen comes this man, this hero. He's just running and running and running across the tracks. And he gets there. He picks up this toddler and lifts the toddler up onto the platform and then lifts himself. And the next minute, woof, this train just comes passing by. And he was there, an angel out of the blue just to rescue this kid. Because if he wasn't there, it would have been a terrible, terrible incident for the poor mother and people to witness that. So, yeah, but lots of people in India are calling for this guy to be honored by the president, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, well done to him for just putting his own life on the line and rescuing this poor toddler.
Listen, even as you're describing it, my heart is beating fast, trying to imagine it. I'm certainly going to be watching that video. Right, talk to me about the most ridiculous lie.
Sometimes when you talk to people that you just met, or a friend or family member, you can just tell that somebody is lying. It's like, really? Do you think I'm that stupid to believe your lie? So this video was posted on TikTok by a lady who said this is the most ridiculous lie. And this lie came from her husband. And unbeknownst to him, he was caught out at a nightclub, dancing and frolicking with some ladies in this nightclub. And how he was caught was some of these nightclubs have people that go and take photos and they post it on their social media platforms. And she saw this, the wife saw this, and she confronted him about it. And his excuse or his reasoning was the most ridiculous lie. So she posted this on TikTok and it got quite a response in terms of what other lies people have been told. But let's take a listen to his excuse, as to what happened, because he wasn't wearing his wedding ring. Ooh. Let's take a listen, shall we?
So I saw photos of my husband on Facebook and he's at a nightclub with a bunch of girls and he's not wearing his wedding ring. So I asked him about it. He tells me that they photoshopped his ring off. They photoshopped his ring off? Oh, sure they did. We're divorced.
The end.
Rightly so. The end. Done. Finished. That's what I think of your ridiculous lie. So this morning, let's ask the question. We can put it two ways. We can ask, what was the most ridiculous lie you've been told, or that somebody's told you, or what is the most ridiculous lie that you have told somebody?
All right. You can call us anonymously if you want to, for obvious reasons. 011-883-0702, the most ridiculous lie you've ever heard, been told, or maybe told yourself. And that's what's gone viral with Kabazela.